Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Ilu Nishmas, Elio Chaim ben Rab Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, Ilu Nishmas, Poish Gittel, Pasorav Eliezer Manoach. We live in a difficult generation, surrounded by all kinds of challenges from within and from without, challenges on almost every level and aspect of our international, national, communal, familial, and personal existence. And we're always looking for ways to improve our lot, to minimize the dangers, the damages, the disappointments, and maximize the beneficial and desired results that we all so direly crave and desire. And one of the things that we turn to often are schoolas, a schooler for this and a schooler for that. And we tend to be so focused on the schoolers that we oftentimes, at great danger and cost to ourselves and our benefits, forget about the one and only true koyach, power that exists in the world, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shelev. And unfortunately, sometimes we pay a price for that, because the Chavis HaLev always says that when we don't put our trust in Hashem, we put our trust in anything else, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the hashgacha that he would have on us and puts us in the hands of those and forces, curses, things in which we trust. And of course, that isn't good, because the only one that we can trust is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find this in many, many different expressions. For example, there are different schools for parnosa, something that we're all so very acutely focused on. The Parshas HaKetores is considered a school for parnosa. The reading of Parshas HaKetores daily, reading it even from a klaf, in the Ksav of the Sefer Torah, the Ksav Ashuris, is considered a big school of parnosa. There are other schools of parnosa, for example, Parshas Hamon. Reading the Parshas Hamon daily, specifically in Parshas Bishalach on Yom Shlishi, and also, you know, other popular schools of parnosa. I would like to suggest that there are different types and different benefits and dangers in the various different schools. For example, one who says studies Parshas Hamon. Parshas Hamon may be a special school for parnosa, but it's also an inspiration to be tochen in Hashem. We read about the Maisa Hamon. We read about a generation where Nisim Tmidim took place every single day, where Klal Yisrael received at their doorstep, unless they were less than worthy, they had to go out a little bit to collect it. But every single day, a double portion, or the equivalent, which would become a double portion, on Erev Shabbos. This went on for 40 years in the Midbar. This Rabbeinu Sadia Goyen says was the great strip nisim because it was a nes todir. It happened every single day. And there's such an inspiration there. In fact, Klal Yisrael took with them the Tzinseres Hamon, a jar with some of the mon, which was kept next to the Aron Kodesh, was kept in the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, it was brought out to inspire them that, look, this is what Parnosa is. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Poiseach Es Yodechu U'Maspia L'Holachai Rotzin. He takes care. He opens. You open your hand, Hashem, and you satiate every living creature according to its will. You are the one who personally is on top of with everyone's parnosa. In fact, Rashi brings, I believe it's in Parshas Va'aloischo, where it was a Yomi Anovi takes out they weren't learning enough, and that Kufa and Yomi Anovi takes out the sentence of one that says, this is how your fathers lived in the Midbar for 40 years with Mon, and therefore you should also be learning. And my Shver, Chorinu Livrocha, once asked, he says, if I was there, I would say to Yirmiyah, I'd say, Rabbeinu, give us Mon, we too will be able to sit and learn. The problem is we have to work for Parnosa. The answer obviously is that the Mon tells us that that's what our Parnosa is to. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar for 40 years, so too he takes care of our Parnosa on a daily basis. He's Peisech Es Yodecho. He opens up his hand and he satiates the whole Chai Rotzoin, personally involved with each and every individual's Parnosa. And that's the lesson that we learn from Parshas Habon. So over there, we derive inspiration to the Midas HaBitochen from reading the Parsha, studying the Parsha, and reminiscing the events that took place in the Midbar for 40 years. On the other hand, when we read or study the Parsha HaKteiras, there's no mention of Bitochen, there's no mention of anything that inspires directly Bitochen. It's a skula. And when it's purely a skula, there's a very fine line of relying on the skula or relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Parshas Habon inspires me to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the Parshas HaKteiras and other skulas, which don't speak directly to Bitochen, carry a certain danger. If it inspires me to now turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a greater fervor, with a greater reliance, with a greater emunah, with a greater bitachon, then that's great. But it could allow me to think, I have a school left. Okay, everything is taken care of. And the truth of the matter is that the same is true with tefillah. The Gemara says that three things are maskir and avinoyis of shalom. They cause the sultan to be makatrik and to say, oh, you think you're so worthy, let's take a look and see where you're holding since Yom Kippur and see what whether you're worthy or not. One of them is Iyun Tefillah. Rashi explains, one who davens well, and he thinks that, I daven well, so Hashem's going to answer me. I daven well, so now I'm going to be answered. And the focus is ever so slightly more on the wellness of my tefillah rather than on the chesed of Hashem. I have it made, I got it made. You do think so? It's because you davened so well. You lost a little focus on Hashem. You davened so well. The sultan says, no, let's take a look and see whether you're really worthy. So we have to be very careful. And even in our tefillahs, we're not relying on the extent of kavana that we had. We're constantly using every ounce of focus to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam directly. Same is true when it comes to Al Tiftuch V'Nedivim. The Navi says, we say it in Tilim, in the Pesukei Dezimra, Al Tiftuch V'Nedivim. Don't trust in the great Nedivim, those, the givers, the people that are constantly very forthcoming with their gifts and with their largesse. So the Meiri comments there. But the Hasidim of HaChachomim, I think the Loshon is, Utaliftech, in HaChachomim, and you could trust. Why? Sheim Yadricho Yisur Medarki Bitochom Hashem. They will lead you in the ways of Bitochom Hashem. And the question is, what is the Chochom? What is the Chosid? Or the Rebbe? When he's a Baal Dover, he can do something. Hashem does everything. Only Hashem can do anything. Tenet is in a Shliach. So why is the Chochom a good Shliach that I can rely on? And the Nodiv, I can't even rely on as a Shliach. I'll keep the Nodiv even as a Shliach. And this is very simple. Because Sheheim Yadrichu Oysoi B'Tarki B'Tochum Hashem. When he relies on the Nodiv will say, come to my house tonight and I'll be very happy to help you. And the focus can be mistakenly focused on the Nodiv rather than on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Chochom will say, Hashem will help you. They'll lead you in the ways of trust of Hashem. So the Chochom you can trust as a good Shliach, because he won't let you blur the line between Shliach and Baal Dover. He won't let you think for a moment that he's going to help you. He's just going to let you know that Hashem is going to help you. Whereas the Nodiv might give you the sense that I'll be happy to help you. And you'll start to think it's the Nodiv and it's not the and it's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You lose a little bit the focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rishka Rav once told my father-in-law that every Rosh Chodesh, when he would give out the chalukah to his kolel, he never had a clue where the next month's money was coming from. And if ever he thought of a certain person, it never worked out. And I suggested that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was protecting this great giant and this great Baal Bitochon that the Briska Rav was, protecting him from this Nesoyin of Al-Tidfuchu Ben Adivin. Because if it ever would have worked out, the thing he was, the person he was thinking of, it could have been on a certain level. He would say, oh, I have my mensch, I got my person. It's not the person. It's Kol Kuloi, only completely and totally up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anytime we think of skulas, anytime we think of anything that we do, even our tefillos, even the tefillos or the brachos of chachomim, of tzaddikim, all has to be with the focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam will help us. There's a little story, I guess you could call it, that I heard from Shmuel Katz, who was his mama, the Rav in Los Angeles, and he said it was a woman in Europe who unfortunately did not have children for many years. And she used to go to the Rav of her shtetl, ask for a brocha, but to no avail, nothing happened. One day she comes into the Rav and she says, I sold my household appliances. I sold most of what I have. I only have enough money for a return ticket to Warsaw. I'm going there to get a brocha from the Rebbe, one of the Rebbe. The Rebbe, a lot of the Rebbe's were there in Warsaw. She goes, and then she realizes she has no money except a return ticket. She needed money for a tittle and a pidyon, and she didn't have anything. She turns around and she goes home. 9 months later, she comes to the Rav to invite him to a bris. The Rav, of course, is elated. She says, but Rabbi, I never got to see the Rebbe. And the Rav tells her, this is the way Rabbi Katz told it to me. Yerzet, eb der Rebbeinu Shel Olam will das beweisen, they can das beweisen on dem Rebbe. If Hashem wants to do it, he can even do it without the Rebbe. And that is the lesson. We get a brocha, it's worth so much. A brocha from a tzaddik. We have a skula, it means so much. It's so powerful. But tefillah is not shaykh, the power of tefillah. But one thing is, we must constantly keep focus and never lose focus for a moment that it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The tefillahs, the skulas, the brochas, are all vehicles to help facilitate the bracha min hashamayim. And our focus has to be completely and totally and always on trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He will grant us all of the desires of our hearts and take care of everything. And all the schusim that we have and all the efforts that we have and all the schools that we have and all the brachas that we have are only part of a system to help us achieve the brocha and the chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo, and that has to be the focus of everything we do. That has to be the essence of our unwavering bitachon in Hashem.